Mike. Right over there is Grizz.
I'm Grizz, and over there is Mike.
Grizz Whitaker is a pundit.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. Well, okay, look, why don't we do this? Everybody's in isolation, and there's speculation, a lot of masturbation, and even some exacerbation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can head off some of that by having a little bit of fun today as we do Don't Do News.
Oh, I love this idea. I love this idea. I love it because I'm so sick of it.
All right. Me too, man. And so we've given up. Marijuanders is taking a little bit of a left turn here as we don't do news. We're going to try and cut through a lot of the crap we're watching on news over the last couple of weeks and see if we can get to the bottom of, you know, what the real story, the real facts. Like, everybody seems to have facts, but they could be presented in the news in about 12 minutes.
Yes.
Instead, they run 24 hours a day, filling up our time with bullshit.
Right. And I'm watching these uninteresting, less than talented people, right, give me their opinion when all I want is the news. I just want, give me some facts. I'll figure the rest out myself. I don't care what you think. I don't want you to give the forehead, you know, your forehead a slap.
Oh, yeah. How did you like Anderson Cooper's reaction to the governor of Nevada?
You know what I want to do with Anderson Cooper? I want to grab him by the ankles and beat Rachel Maddow to death with him, right? So that I won't be convicted of murder. He will be the one doing the killing.
Honestly, you'll be able to do it with one hand. Oh. He's waif-like. Okay, so, yeah, when he did that, throwing his head back and like, oh, you're so dumb. Why would you people be so dumb?
Well, for a man that crows about, you know, we must respect other people and we must respect other people's opinions, and he calls himself a newsman, and then he does that. Well, that's not respecting anybody's opinion.
No, it was literally infantile. And by the way, all TV networks, stop talking about each other. If you want to, buy airtime on each other's networks and do it then, because that's when I switch away. Meanwhile, just kind of focus on the news, okay?
Yes, please. Just,
oh,
you know,
God.
You ever heard that saying, scraping the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah.
Right? So I have this theory that if you were to scrape the bottom of the barrel and get everything out, as much scum and filth as you could, you would still find reporters from CNN.
Never mind. Both those major networks are just a little ridiculous. I mean, you can't pro-Trump enough on Fox, and you can't hate him enough on CNN. Somewhere in the middle, maybe it's Al Jazeera. I don't watch enough.
Oh, Al Jazeera's not bad. No, that's gone south too. It's crazy, man. It really is getting tiresome. And if you're in Canada watching CBC, it's insufferable. It is completely insufferable to watch them pander to the Prime Minister of Canada. The Prime Minister's going to speak. No, the Prime Minister's going to stutter for 25 minutes, give us 7 minutes of information, and then go back someplace else.
Oh, you know, interestingly, he's kind of number one on our list of news topics.
Oh, lucky me.
I love this game. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Great.
So, Justin Trudeau, our Prime Minister, is how many days in isolation now? Quarantine, I guess, as he's called it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's like he's been there for as long as this has been going on. Like ever since his wife got it, or he claims his wife has it, but I just think he's keeping her prisoner in the house.
43 days.
So he's been in the house 43 days.
Not a house.
His cottage.
A cottage. The cottage, Rideau Cottage. As you know, they moved into the residence, the official residence of the Prime Minister, and it was full of bad mold. So they're putting a bunch of money into renovating that now while he stays isolated in the cottage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And so every day outside that cottage, there's a little tent set up with a podium, and out walks our Prime Minister from his isolation in a suit.
To speak moistly.
It's like Celine Dion gave him that advice. Tell the people that they should not speak so moistly.
Yeah, it must have come from some kind of French thing in his head.
Oh, good idea. I will pass that along to the Canadian people. Thank you, Celine. But he comes out, and this is amazing to me. The leader of our nation is in isolation, coming out once a day like a cuckoo clock and spouting nothing. Meanwhile, the provinces are all locked down. Mm-hmm. Businesses are failing left and right. It's a bad scene, man.
Yeah.
And we're handing out huge amounts of money. I don't know if you filled out any of those government forms, but basically it says, put name here, get money.
Not a chance.
Good man.
Not a chance.
I took yours.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, what we're finding out is that we are just getting billions and billions and billions of dollars into debt in a nation where the prime minister's hiding.
So Prime Minister Douchebag is sitting around considering himself a non-essential service, while guys like me, who actually have other jobs outside of what we're doing here, are considered an essential service. So we're out there doing what we got to do.
Yeah.
The country, nobody's running it. He's got a perfect situation. And this is what pisses me off. He won't put anybody back. And he claims safety, 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 safety for them. They get to be safe. And the Green Party backs him up and the NDP backs him up. And the Conservatives are going, what the fuck? The country's falling apart. Like, the people need to get back to work.
Right.
And he doesn't seem to give a shit.
It becomes politicized to him because it's so easy to get a crowd of people that are happy getting paid by the government to stay home for a change, or have been laid off and are not anxious to, or don't see any hope in going back to work. No. Those are easy targets to keep making them feel better by saying, no, no, Corona caused this. Corona caused this. The businesses that need to survive are dying out there right now where they could be surviving, and they're trying to pivot, but they're trying to survive. And he's just, the mayor of Toronto is ridiculous. I don't even understand. Every single week he wants to add another 13 weeks to this isolation process and how we're going to do business. Even when people go back to work, if that's possible in this country, I don't think there's any consideration that the kids are at home.
There's no consideration for anything. This guy has not done his job once since he got into office. Not once has he done his job. Not once has he managed anything correctly. Not anything at all. This thing here, well, did he close the borders? No. Did he check people at the airport? No. What did he do? He shipped all of our PPE that was in stockpile over to China. Now we got to buy it back, apparently, right? While he's crowing about how great China is. And no one is calling him on the carpet for anything. The other day in Canada, this was tragic. We had a shooting.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. It was horrible. The RCMP botched it. The United States police, the FBI, had the information about the shooter before the people in the community did, because the cops, the RCMP, were trying to figure out how to write the tweet for Twitter to warn people. I don't give a fuck about Twitter. Nobody really gives a shit about Twitter that lives in the country. They want to have a nice life and that's it. But the prime minister should have been going, we're going to get to the bottom of what happened with the RCMP and why they botched this.
Haven't heard a word.
No, you have. He said one thing. You know what he said? We want to ban assault rifles.
Oh, yeah, that is true. He did say, you know what? His whole thing on this was that guns were the problem. No, guns overall are not the problem. When one guy goes bananas, he replicated a cop car, as I understand it.
Yep.
I mean, replicated.
Completely. He went into a donut shop or something like that with RCMP there. He drove through a fucking roadblock with the thing. And the prime minister's not talking about how our RCMP botched it up. This is no different than what's going on in the States with the FBI. Disband the RCMP. They fuck up everything. They've become a ridiculous freaking joke. And it's not fair to Canadians. And this douchebag stands on the graves of the dead before the bodies are cold or interred. And he says, we got to ban guns because that must be the problem.
Yeah.
It's a joke, man. And we're just, look, if you're following.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to calm down. Everything just went blue.
You okay? Yeah. You got blotches?
Yeah.
You
got no, blotches? I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I got a floater in my eye now, but it's okay.
You know you've had a moment without enough oxygen.
Yes. Shut up.
Okay. But it's true, we have not heard much from the prime minister. And then we have not heard much from our press, except here's our official word from the prime minister. Then he gives us like bullshit, nothing information. And immediately we all switch away from Canadian news because we have no update. First of all, we are not being ravaged by this virus as best. Am I wrong?
No. What's the count in Canada? Like 50 or 60 people?
No, dead?
Yes.
No, I think it's a little higher than that, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's like 1,000 people.
In Canada?
Yeah, it's over 1,000.
Well,
it depends. Sure.
You get hit by a bus, and if you had a cough when you left the house, they're going to say that you had COVID.
I see what you're saying. So a lot of unsubstantiated death count. I think that's probably true.
And that's been proven.
I think that's probably right. Yeah, I think that we have seen that. We've seen that in the U.S. for sure.
Yeah, okay. So I got some numbers here. Quebec is really bad. Overall, 2,294 people.
No, it's way over 1,000 at this point.
Right, but they say confirmed cases, 43,552. We're a small country. I don't believe that they've done 2,294 autopsies to prove that it was COVID. And in the States, that's what they're saying. They're saying, well, if somebody came in with a heart attack, right, so they died from congestive heart failure or anything respiratory, oh, well, that must be COVID. That's right. How they're told to market. They right. said it in the press conference the other day, those two stupid doctors, Fauci and Birx, with Trump.
Yeah.
So I don't know
if that's how it's being handled in Canada, but I do know this. When 2,000 people have died and the majority of them are 70 plus with pre-existing health conditions, that is a different kind of panic than we are reacting to.
Big time. Big time. And even the announcement yesterday that it was a 75-degree virus, that it goes away at about 75
okay,
degrees.
Okay, this brings us into our global topic.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get
That's
there.
Okay. No, I love a good segue because this is interesting. The coronavirus is our top. We decided we'd take three topics, Canada, where we are, U.S., and then global. And on the global topic, underscore coronavirus, the most ridiculously reported news of the week, easily.
Since it began. So for everyone out there, let's get something straight first. And Mike, you know this too. The coronavirus is the common cold virus. The virus that's out there now that they're calling coronavirus is SARS-1, SARS-2, and HIV-2 combined, cut and paste type of thing. That's been confirmed. We all know that, right? Doesn't mean that it's the common cold hasn't picked up parts of this or whatever. But let's all be realistic for a second. Yesterday on the news, they said it's 75 degrees. That'll pretty much kill this virus. Okay, fair enough. So what time of year is it? It's springtime. Summer is coming. Winter is over. Cold season is over. It's going to be 75 degrees soon. And just like every year, son of a bitch, the cold's going to go away. Holy fuck, who would have thought?
Well, yeah, it doesn't like the heat. It doesn't like sunshine.
No.
So what we're discovering is also at the same time, testing is leading us to understand that this everybody's had it. Like essentially we're finding a huge amount of the population has probably been exposed to it, carried it, not shown symptoms, had symptoms, or got over it.
Yeah. It's look, does it exist? Yeah, sure. It exists. It exists every year. Is it bad some years and worse other years? Yes, absolutely. It is. Does the common cold, would it affect a 93-year-old man with any kind of respiratory illness?
Yeah.
Sure. Or if somebody had congestive heart failure and they were just, you know, getting ready to pull the chute, would coronavirus, you know, take him out sooner? Then what are you laughing at? I'm being honest.
I just right? love the visual of some old guy sitting at the gate of the plane. His parachute clutching his chest.
So, well, you know what I'm getting at. That's all I'm saying. So I just think it's a bit of a joke. When cold season's
then he
over,
pulls a chute and the gust of wind takes him to heaven.
Takes him up instead of down. It's a reverse parachute. But it's again, dude. It's just I think it's becoming bullshit. I think a lot of people are cottoning on to it. I think the media. The more the media rolls their eyes at people, the more people like you and I go, I'm switching sides.
Yeah.
I was with you guys.
Then you rolled your eyes.
That was it.
At something sensible.
Yeah.
And suddenly you have no credibility.
They rolled their eyes at the economy. They rolled their eyes at the unemployment rates. Everybody's rolled their eyes at the United States and Donald Trump in general. And it just makes them look stupid because you can't argue with numbers. Anybody can remember when Bill Clinton was talking about George Bush one time? He says it's called arithmetic. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what this coronavirus is. It's arithmetic.
Yeah.
You've done the math.
The math does not add up to panic.
No.
It adds up to, okay, let's protect the right people in the right scenarios immediately.
Yes.
Let's create procedures for nursing homes. Let's create procedures for mass living situations like the military, universities and colleges, how kids are going to be in school, all of these places. Don't shut everything down. React immediately with the data that we have. Here's the problem. Who are you, who?
Oh, don't. Okay.
So the information, in all fairness to everybody, the base of existence right now for all of us was on information that was so critically wrong.
Well, okay. Everybody's heard about this Tedros guy, the head of the World Health Organization.
Oh, tell me about him. I don't think I'm familiar with him. So what's his background?
Tedros is part of a coup d'etat that took over the government of Ethiopia. He's a Marxist. He is not a medical doctor. He's never been an MD. I believe he's got something in virology or immunology or something like that. So he's got 2 degrees, and I think one of them, he's got a PhD in juggling Xi Jinping's balls.
Oh, that's
what I think.
PhD? Okay.
So
yeah.
China wanted to get that guy in, right? At the same time, China's put a whole bunch of money into Ethiopia.
Right.
See?
They have, that's the expansion of the manufacturing world. Whether you know it or not, Ethiopia is the next China.
Right.
Yeah.
So here, I'm going to actually, I'll give you a funny little timeline that I sort of put together the other day.
This could be dangerous for everybody.
It could be. So China forces the World Health Organization to take on Tedros, a Marxist communist that took over Ethiopia in a coup d'etat. As soon as Tedros gets in, the first thing he does is he selects Robert Mugabe, the leader, dictator,
oh, man,
and genocidal maniac.
Very bad dude.
Of Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And he makes him the goodwill ambassador of the World Health Organization. The world freaks out. Okay, so we know Tedros is up to something. When they did that, Mugabe was talking about taking on the Chinese yuan as the official currency.
I remember reading that, yeah.
Right. Fast forward. The coronavirus is going full tilt. And suddenly, a Zimbabwean billionaire wants to buy the largest communications corporation, like the equivalent of AT&T, in Ethiopia. Really. They want to go to, Zimbabwe's going to Chinese money. Mugabe got selected by Tedros.
What do you think that telecommunication company is worth? $200,000, $300,000? I don't know. When I think of Ethiopia, sadly, I still think of it as completely undeveloped. But now it's got to be.
You'd be surprised.
I would be, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
I've read about it recently thinking, wow, that is how it's come back from when I was a kid even.
Yeah, so it's laundering money as far as I'm concerned. I think China just washed a whole bunch of money through a bunch of billionaires and and crazy people. It's just all too coincidental. Right at the height. At the height of this guy places a bid February 24th on an Ethiopian telecom company. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Sure, that it's just business and, oh, you know, it could be no big deal, but there are no coincidences, man.
Like, well, it's interesting to me that if it's going to cause a shutdown in the U.S. of manufacturing because nobody's loving that, of course,
yeah.
As a notion anymore, going to India and Ethiopia sounds better. Maybe the Chinese banked, or that this billionaire banked on Ethiopia being the pickup where he can't get into India.
That could very well be.
I wonder if that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's almost like taking a risk against it. But what's disturbing to me is that it took 8 weeks for us to discover that we're all pretty much okay.
Yeah, but again, they just, all they did, Mike, we talked about this a long time ago. They put a death clock on television, made people sit and watch it at home.
Yeah.
And it's like watching a gas pump. And people are just watching the numbers flip and they're going, oh no, two more. Three more.
Was it you and I that were talking about, it was almost like watching the Jerry Lewis telethon gone bad.
Yes. That's exactly what it was. It's the Jerry Lewis telethon gone bad. Completely that.
I mean, getting people transfixed on, for such a long period of time, on numbers that are increasingly scary is an interesting experiment, because maybe it's done to you what it's done to me. I'm not that concerned anymore. It seems like numbers go up every day. It doesn't impact my life. That's not great for the newsroom. So bear in mind, they're going to have to come up with something that is worth clamoring to, that is trying to get that scare factor back into the news. And some of the things they're finding now are absolutely ridiculous. Now, I'm going to say this. Booby of the week, Donald Trump, talking about putting light inside of the human body and hand sanitizer, I think, was the other suggestion.
No, it was bleach.
Right, whatever it was. Okay, so somebody has to mid-back tackle him football style when he starts doing that. Because he does do that, right?
Yeah, he does it.
It's so goofy. It makes me just want to, like, throttle him. But now, here's the problem. That's all anybody's talking about today. And I think to myself, he's the smartest guy on earth.
Yes. He's keeping the Democrats out of the media all the time, even when he doesn't mean to. You ever had one of those friends?
Oh, yeah.
It's just really lucky, right? And they're funny, and they say kind of crazy things, and you go, oh, that's funny, but he didn't mean it. He's smarter than that.
Meanwhile, somewhere Pelosi has something really that's bothering, burning issue on her plate and can't get through the sanitized blood and light on the inside of the body, sunlight inside the body.
No.
Thing.
They're screwed. I saw the whole press conference. I watched the whole thing. I saw what he was trying to do. Right. And any one of us can admit to the fact or cop to it at the very least that sometimes we misspeak.
He does this a lot. He says stuff off the cuff. Okay.
Yes.
I like it a little bit, but yesterday's was just too goofy. It was like the unicorn in the room.
But in terms of if we were adding up, if there was a goofy scale.
Yeah.
Do his goofy statements outweigh creepy Joe Biden's goofy statements? Or oh, they're Nancy just Pelosi's?
No, they're just different. I mean, the good news is Trump didn't spit his teeth out saying it.
No, I know.
Oh my God. I probably could do a better job running than Joe Biden right now if I started right now.
Have you taken a look at him recently, how he's declined since this campaign began? He's full, to me, making assumption, he's full on Alzheimer's or dementia.
Well, he wants out so bad, right?
First of all, he doesn't want out, he wants pudding. Joe Biden. That's it.
Oh, Joe, I've got 2 points to make. Forgets one of them, Biden.
Right, that's it. That's it. Let me tell you about Donald Trump pudding.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of all it goes.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
He's got his wife sitting beside him now.
Well, that's unfortunate because it's just one of those things where you're like, I don't know how much of this I can watch. But, yeah, okay, so now we've discovered that the news is fascinated with one side with everybody get back to work. The other side of the news fascinated with this virus is going to kill us all and take out 6 generations. Somewhere in the middle, I don't even think is the truth. So these guys have got to work this out. What we do know is the coronavirus likely isn't going to kill you.
No. And you can all relax knowing that it is virtually impossible to believe for a second that the United States or Canada or any other place on the planet has enough coroners to conduct enough autopsies to prove that all of those people had coronavirus and died from coronavirus. There aren't enough.
I love what we're doing right now.
Do you?
Yeah, let's close with one thing here.
All right.
U.S. military. An interesting update happened the other day. Most networks didn't carry it.
Which one was that? There's been a few recently.
Well, we had a general updating us with great detail on what was happening with the mobile hospitalization situation the military was putting out there.
Yeah. And then the media cuts away. So yeah. I'm watching, I saw it on YouTube, and that's what made it for me. So you got Fox News, you got MSNBC, and you got CNN. And there's another network in the States. It's a little right wing on Dish Network called OAN or OANN.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One American News Network.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They got some interesting people with some interesting ideas. They're conservative. I'm not going to lie. But they kept that. They kept their feet on. So the general came up, and Fox did too. The general came up and he said, look, we built this many hospitals. Here they are. There's a map of where we've placed all the hospitals, because somebody asked him a question about, well, do you have them near black communities? And he's like, no, we have them near hotspots. If we get asked by the mayor, we don't decide where they go.
Yeah.
The mayor tells us where they want them. So that's what we do. So they're trying to capture the military in this great big racist fucking argument. And they're just trying to save lives.
Yeah.
But as soon as that guy came on with good news, right? Stuff to be proud of that Americans could beat their chest over. What did CNN and MSNBC do?
Cut away.
Commercials.
So interesting, man. And I've seen them do that with certain experts that are put in front of them by the government. Mm-hmm. Not even with Trump in the room. By the way, I don't dig President Trump. Don't don't have a medical coronavirus update every day and then use it as the Trump show. It's okay. Go have one of those separately. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And don't invite Brix. She's so stiff. She makes me feel like I'm going to die.
No, oh, Brix is brutal.
Is what it Brix or Brix?
Brix or
Brix. Brixie. Yeah.
She's a disaster. Yeah. So is Fauci. Fauci's a disaster too. Don't you remember everything closed down?
I thought he died of coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't want to say he should, but the guy's 79 or something. He looks great.
Here's one thing. He has been the guy since the beginning saying, hey, all of your models are wrong. Stop making models. Stop it.
He was also the guy 29 days after Donald Trump closed the borders. He was still saying, there's nothing to worry about. Oh, we should just go out and hang out. Let's all go to the park. Yeah. He was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So what's his deal? Right. There's some conspiracy stuff surrounding that guy and Birx as well and stuff like that. But I mean, come on. Why is it always, you can't blame the president for everything. Everybody was saying, go out and party.
Now, I will say this. The president doesn't allow people to get out on that stage and say shit about him. And that's what would happen, I think, with the press directly addressing the medical people.
Well, there's something. Here's the thing. Fauci and Birx have really strong connections to the Gates Foundation and George Soros. And I think what Trump is doing is he's keeping them right there out front. I've never seen doctors come up and have to speak this much.
Yeah.
When swine flu hit, Obama didn't have whole bunch of people up.
He addressed it all the updates. He never put a medical. Nope. Well, I think he did.
Once or twice.
But they were separate press conferences.
Yes.
Where he was not in attendance. Yeah.
And Fauci and Birx are up there every day with Trump standing over him. And I think they had a hot mic at one point where Trump was backstage and he looked at Fauci and he said, your number's going to be right this time, huh? So he actually.
This is for you.
Yeah. So.
This is you up front, man. Mm-hmm. You're the guy that we're relying on for this. And people want a number.
And then the other day, a reporter asked a question about a leaked document. And Trump's like, I don't know. What are these
I saw
numbers?
That. What was that about?
I can't remember exactly what they were talking about, but it was a document that was leaked. And everybody and Trump's like, I haven't seen it. And he's looking around. You could see people kind of looking the other way. And then he just looked at Fauci. He says, you answer it. You should know these numbers. Just
wow.
Kind of like that. So it's.
I know that you're the guy who leaked it. So you talk about it.
Who else would have had a connection to do that or even knew what the numbers were about or could analyze them? And this reporter is asking key questions about that document. And they seem to have enough information from the inside and understanding of it. And that doesn't make any sense to me, man. Reporters are stupid. Like, reporters aren't what they used to be.
Well, no, they're not.
No, they're dumb.
Hey, I want to ask you something. That footage of the open mic in press conference room with John Major walking mm-hmm. around telling people that don't worry about we've all been vaccinated and, you know, the numbers don't add up to anything.
Yes. What about it?
Do you believe that that's true?
Yes.
So do I, because you know why?
Why?
We grew up with John Roberts. We know what he sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Yeah.
He was on radio in our ears as kids here in Canada.
That's right. For a long time. He had quite a following.
J.D. Roberts.
Yeah. If Twitter and stuff like that would have been around back then, he would have been an icon.
He totally would have been. Yeah. He was a big deal here in Canada. It was a big deal when he went to news, actually.
Yes, it was.
So interesting to me that somebody said to me, oh, that's faked. And I went, well, then they've cut him together, his words together brilliantly saying it. Here's the other thing. He's never addressed it, I don't think, has he?
No, and I don't think he will. I think he's savvy enough not to.
Although in his Twitter feed, there is recognition of those numbers published by the state of California.
You're kidding
me. He posted the report.
Good for him.
So I don't know when that what happened first. But on the day that they claimed that it came out, he wasn't even on the floor. So I don't know.
I'm just so glad that he's staying on top of it. And again, we grew up with that guy. He's never been. Look, he got tossed off of CNN for being too right wing.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty left wing guy to begin with, or a center.
People don't know that. He's like a rock and roll hippie kind of guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. John Roberts is he was a party animal hanging out with rock bands type of guy. Like he was hanging out with big acts back in the day, man.
You know, when you came to Canada, if he interviewed you, it was the biggest deal ever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, what would we compare him to in the U.S.? If you had to make a comparison.
Oh, I'm going to say the British guy that I don't like who sings with people in the car, karaoke.
Oh, yeah, yeah, James Corden.
He was like the James Corden of Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
In that era.
Just didn't need as
bigger.
Much. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I believe that. And I've always believed that the numbers aren't right. And I've always said, not always, there was a time where I was worried about the stores, you know, running out of food and stuff. But I've always said there's something fishy about this.
Well, man, that we're not running out of food, that we our hospitals aren't overrun. Is it a result of us social distancing?
No.
No.
No, it's not. It's not. If we were all outside in the sunlight, we would have fresh air. We would be good. It's good for the blood. Vitamin D is good for you. They even said that yesterday. Vitamin D is excellent for trying to keep this virus at bay. So
is there
take
any way that we
D.
can get the light inside the body at all there, Grizz?
Apparently the president had an idea on that the other day, but Dr. Birx shut him down.
Well, you know what? Okay, a little bit of credibility for Dr. Birx.
I'll give her one.
Okay, I want to make this a show. This is the best fun I've had in a decade. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.